My guest today is Stacy Spann, the director of the Department of Housing and Community Development for Howard County. Stacy, welcome to Hoco Mojo.
Thank you very much.
So let's begin with a basic overview. Tell me what your department is and what your responsibilities are for the citizens of Howard County.
Sure. Well, virtually every locality, municipality has a department structure and a departmental structure. And in this case, it's not uncommon to have a Department of Housing and Community Development. And, you know, the two things are sort of working together. There's housing, which is actual physical housing. There's a programmatic element to it as well that actually gets people to housing. And there's the community development side where we work with our nonprofit partners or work within the community to ensure that certain things are really brought about. So we run a variety of programs. Some of those grant programs, some of them actually consumer programs. And then we also are responsible for developing, maintaining housing stock. And in this case, we do that in concert with the Howard County Housing Commission.
Okay, so give me an example of some of those programs. What are some of the things that are your responsibility?
Sure. Well, all of the community development block grant programs, which are federal programs, it's in our county, it's a $1.2 million grant program, and it's really charged with focusing on community development or housing elements that benefit low and moderate income people throughout the jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
We also run something called a settlement down payment loan program, which assists people of all walks of life in actually acquiring housing, buying housing.
Okay.
There are a number of housing seminars that we put on as well as part of that. We have our Housing Choice Voucher Program. They're just, you name it, and we're working on it, or we already have it.
So if it's related to where people live in Howard County, chances are you have your hand is, you touch it in some kind of way.
We're in there somewhere, yes.
Okay. How has the real estate bubble bursting and the accompanying economic downturn, sure, how has that affected housing in the county?
Well, the fact of the matter is that we've experienced as a county some unfortunate foreclosure activity. You see that in virtually every locality in the country. We have two hot spots in Howard County, and if you compare that to virtually any other jurisdiction, frankly, it means that we don't have much of a problem.
Okay.
As compared to those folks. So that foreclosure activity, as well as the credit crisis, has really brought the price of housing down and made it, in fact, more affordable. And because interest rates have remained at historic lows, what you now have is an opportunity to get folks into homes responsibly who would not have had that same opportunity, say, 3, 5, 10 years ago.
What are the hot spots in the county right now?
There's East Columbia 21045,
okay,
and 20723 North Laurel.
Okay.
And all it means is that as compared to the rest of the county, the level of foreclosure is greater. In this case, it's really significantly less than any other jurisdiction in this state. I mean, really.
Okay. So suppose someone is in trouble, is having they're late on their payments, they may be facing foreclosure. Can they come to your department for some help, for some guidance?
They can certainly come to us for guidance. I will say that folks have been loath to come to us. And, in fact, in this case, the state has really taken the lead on most of the foreclosure activity throughout the state, the State Department of Housing and Community Development. And so they've advertised quite heavily the mortgage late, don't wait.
Mm-hmm.
So that really is an appropriate first stop. Or simultaneous stop. I mean, you could also – I would actually recommend people take as many paths as possible. Yes, you come to your local housing department, so come to us at Gateway. Call the state. Call your lender. You want to be calling every single person you can imagine to sort of stave off that foreclosure activity.
And what do you say to the person who says, you know, I'm embarrassed, I'm ashamed?
Well, I certainly understand, and we empathize. We deal with that all day long. And quite honestly, we deal with every single case confidentially. Your information will remain confidential. It's not as if, you know, we have watchdogs, you know, in the lobby taking note of who's in and out. I mean, we see hundreds or sometimes thousands of people a week. And it's in the strictest of confidence. We recognize that these are sensitive matters for our citizens. And, you know, setting the embarrassment aside, our real concern is working as hard as we possibly can to keep people into their in their homes, and that's a public good. I mean, it really is. And so, to the extent that you're embarrassed and you don't want to show your face, understood, not a problem. Give us a call, call us, call your lender, and then you know hopefully what you'll find is that we take that relationship seriously. Again, it's confidential. And then, you know, at some point you may feel more comfortable and then come in and have a conversation with us. If it's something that is really imminent, obviously my recommendation is that you move swiftly and try and address the problem as quickly as possible. So,
what is the range of housing situations in the county? I think everyone feels as though, since Howard County is affluent,
yes,
and we always hear that there's never enough affordable housing, you know, for our police officers, for our teachers. From your perspective, what is the reality of our housing situation?
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, this county is affluent. You've got a very high, probably the highest median house price in the surrounding area, and so that does make it difficult to find affordable rental and affordable for sale. And you know, let me just say that the sort of parenthetical, the things that I'm not saying here are that affordable rental and affordable for sale be high quality, well designed, energy efficient.
Okay.
You know, so it's difficult to find it, but it is there. And you know, we are at the ready, frankly prepared to help people find more of that. And in fact, we're developing more of that. So, and what we do, you know, once a year is have our Come Home to Howard County Housing Fair, which really showcases a number of affordable options that we've acquired and we're actually now selling to the public. In addition to that, it's a day full of classes, seminars, giveaways, the opportunity to interface with virtually any component of either home ownership or for sale, anything on the housing journey, we try and have it at that housing fair. It's free to the public, and we do it once a year because we recognize that it's hard for folks to sort of bring all of these resources together at once.
Well, you've slid into plugging your event, so let's just be overt about it. So sure. when is the event, and who should attend?
Sure, it's Saturday, April 10th.
Okay.
It kicks off at Long Reach High School. It's 9 in the morning until 2 p.m., and everyone should attend. It's free to the public. You can bring your children. We've got actually activities for the children so that we can keep them busy while parents are, you know, walking around talking to the various vendors, banks. There are lenders, insurance companies, inspection companies. We also encourage folks to attend the various seminars. And, you know, we try and couple this with relevant material of the day. And so you will see much of the class opportunities focused around energy efficiency, saving money that way, becoming really knowledgeable about your personal finances. And we've partnered with all sorts of organizations. And we always bring the lenders in because we want them to see the face of Howard County. And we also want the citizens, even if you're not from Howard County, to actually be able to talk to folks right there on the spot. So
even if I am a homeowner, there's opportunities for me to learn about how to make my home more efficient,
how to refinance
my home. So there's all kinds of educational opportunities.
Absolutely.
A real family-friendly event.
It is.
And again,
free to the public.
Free to the public. What could be better? So it's free to the public. It's at Long Reach High School, and the date is?
Saturday, April 10th.
And the time?
9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right. Yeah. Very good.
Sure.
Now, There's been a lot of discussion, obviously, about the development of downtown Columbia. Sure. From your perspective, what is that going to provide for the county in terms of range of housing? Is that going to help our affordable housing? I know they've got an affordable housing program. What's your take on as downtown Columbia grows? How's that going to affect you all?
Well, it's a 30-year plan. So, you expect the any jurisdiction to make some change over a period of 30 years.
Sure. So I
think it will introduce new housing stock into downtown. It will potentially appeal to the younger renter, the younger buyer. But I think there will also be elements for some of those empty nesters, that appeal to them and they're right downtown. Proximate to world-class entertainment venues and so forth. It's difficult to project what it will look like in 30 years.
Yeah.
at that point, I'll be hopefully an
empty
nester trying to find an apartment downtown,
a
condo
good.
Downtown.
My family lives in Owen Brown, and sure. I know a concern with communities like Owen Brown, Oakland Mills, some of the communities that have been around and are starting to see the housing stock age. I know there's a concern with as more and more homes in some of the townhouse communities become rental properties, and residents are concerned with maintenance, that the homes aren't being kept up the way that people feel is fit for the community.
Sure.
Is that something that your department helps people deal with, or what's your engagement with those sorts of
things? We certainly
problems?
Have product and are working on what you're getting at is something we've started to address, and it's called a rehabilitation loan product.
Okay.
You did see before the credit crunch some banks offering something called home equity lines of credit or HELOCs. For people to kind of rehab their homes and reinvest in them. And we think it's certainly part of our charge to have product that really focuses on providing opportunities for people to improve and maintain their homes. I think it's something that we will continue to explore. We've, in the last 3 years or so, really focused on taking product that wasn't productive offline, reworking it, making it make sense, making it conform, and then sort of reintroducing that. So we've been actually working a little bit on a rehabilitation loan product and expect to launch it within the next 6 months or so. With regard to people's concerns, duly noted, this is not something that that happens that does not happen. I mean, it happens in communities across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things I saw was the folks in Oakland Mills they really started to come together and focus on their village, quite aggressively. I think you'll see quite a bit of that. I think that investment in downtown will perhaps have some spillover effects into the villages as well, because folks will begin to reinvest into their homes and rehab them where necessary and take care of some of the deferred maintenance items as well. It's in order for our community to function well, it's really important for us to make sure that the physical plant functions well. And so when people are reinvesting in their homes, it really helps provide enduring value for all of those homeowners and even the surrounding rental properties as well.
Because we have sort of a unique situation where we have the county government, but then we also have Columbia Association.
Yeah.
And Columbia Association, has their own covenants
sure.
that they enforce. Is that a helpful thing to you, or is that another layer? The fact that there are two different organizations,
mm-hmm.
If someone's home that is in Columbia, that they're under CA, covenants, is in disrepair,
mm-hmm.
Does that mean that there are two organizations that can go after them for that? Or how does the relationship between county government and CA work Do you get where I'm going with the question?
I do get where you look. I think we coexist and we partner. I will tell you that you know, the Housing Commission, for instance, owns property in some of the villages, and we work within the covenants to make sure we maintain those properties, you know, to the letter of the code.
Sure.
It is, you know, it's one of those things that just is. I don't know that it's you know, I wouldn't characterize it as a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's part of our reality. It is, quite frankly, the existence of CA has helped make this county as strong as it is, and I think it's our responsibility when we purchase a home to sort of live within the guidelines of that community.
Do you work with other organizations, for example, like Grassroots, who helps, you know, people who are homeless in,
yes,
in our community?
Sure.
Howard County has homeless people.
Sure.
How do you interface with the other organizations in the county that may have people who can take advantage of your services?
Well, we certainly work with other organizations. As I mentioned before, our community development block grant funding from the department, from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, really is focused on helping some of those nonprofits like Grassroots, like Bridges to Housing Stability. So, you know, I consider them partners of ours. And I believe they consider us a partner as well. You're sort of getting to this sort of continuum in which we live, the housing continuum, and there are folks who are homeless, there are folks who are precariously housed, and there are folks who are sort of overhoused on the other end of the spectrum. And, you know, it's our job as the Department of Housing and Community Development to kind of devise resources that help assist citizens at every point along the spectrum. We can't do that work independently. And so it's really important that we engage with our partners and support them as they contribute to assisting us in coming to the aid of citizens along the continuum.
How about senior citizens? As people are retiring and want to stay here,
sure.
You know, this is in some ways it seems as though, you know, we're almost a victim of our own success. Where because so many people want to live here, that makes Howard County desirable and therefore more expensive. So
sure.
How do you help people who want to stay here stay here?
Well, again, one of our sort of silent partners, if you will, the private sector has done a really good job providing, in some cases, affordable senior-focused housing, and also providing, you know, senior-focused housing that is higher end. So again, you know, really coming up with product that is affordable to folks at sort of all walks of life with various financial means. We also have some degree of affordable housing in our stock as well. And we continue to kind of look at the marketplace, figure out what the need is, and try and address it either by providing support to some of the private sector folks who are doing this work, or in some cases shoring up our own resources and providing other opportunities.
What kind of waiting list is there for the housing stock that you have? How deep is the list?
Well, all right, so it's deep.
Okay.
it's a long waiting list, and it really depends on sort of which part of the waiting list you're talking about. If you're talking about the traditional Housing Choice Voucher waiting list, you know, that waiting list is about 5 years long. Yeah, I mean,
explain to me what the reality of that is. So you say that it's a 5-year list. I mean, what does that mean to a person who gets on that list?
It means you're going to be, you know, if you get on today, you're going to be number 5,000 some odd
okay.
In line. What it really means, though, is that you're seeing a tightening of resources from the federal government around housing support, and that this county is not, and really no jurisdiction, to be fair, is getting additional assistance from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in the way of a Housing Choice Voucher. The other thing that you're saying is you're not seeing the churn, so you're not seeing people really turn in their vouchers as well. And so as a consequence, if you saw a good number of people turn in vouchers, then you'd see the wait list shorten a little bit, but you would also see a number of new people receive vouchers. So it's tough. I mean, it really is tough, and our job is to try and make progress. I wish I could say that we had the silver bullet. Unfortunately, we don't, but we've been, I think, thoughtful and aggressive with the support of County Executive Ken Ullman, and really trying to find other opportunities. And so, you know, we're today and yesterday and Wednesday closing on the financing for a redevelopment at Guilford Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go from 100 units of strictly affordable to 269 units of mixed income, multi-generational, green, energy efficient, amenity rich community. So we are taking on opportunities like that where we can really make a difference. We acquired in 2008 a 300 unit opportunity, which really kept it affordable. So, you know, that's a preservation opportunity. We'll be redeveloping something else quite soon. We're in the next 90 days breaking ground on the first in the country green, affordable, universally designed, for-sale, single-family detached housing. It's the first in the country.
Hmm.
So we are, we're taking, this, what's the old adage, making lemonade out of lemons. We're doing that where we can, and we're aggressively trying to partner with the nonprofit and frankly, private developer community to bring about affordable units. Our moderate income housing unit program is up and running. It's off to a success. But, we've got a lot more work to do.
Looking forward, to what's ahead, if money were no object, if you could provide, regardless of our ability to fund them, what are the needs in our county? In your mind, what are the top things that need to be addressed in terms of housing to really, complete our community, making our community be able to provide for everyone's needs?
Well, I mean, I'd say one of the biggest gaps we have is workforce housing. We talked about the folks who make our government work not being able to afford to live here. That's significant. Our teachers, our public safety folks, and that's significant. And that's a gap we're working aggressively to address. We're able to address it more readily on a rental basis at present. But I think, quite frankly, the economic downturn has helped in that way a little bit, because it's made housing stock more affordable to workforce, to the folks in that category.
Mm-hmm.
That one is a fairly significant one. Yeah. The folks who are at the very lowest rung, that's another area where we've got a bit of a gap. I'd say those two, are really the biggest sort of sore spots, if you will, in our continuum. And, if money were no object, those would be the two that we'd be focusing more resources on in the shorter term, I'd say.
So if people, citizens, want to contact you, they have questions,
Sure.
What's the best way to reach your department?
Well, you can call us.
Yeah.
You can certainly go to the county website. You can come to the April 10th housing fair at Long Reach High School.
Sorry. What's that event again?
It's the Come Home to Howard County event.
Come Home to Howard County
That's
event.
Right.
April 10th at Long Reach High School.
That's right.
And what time is that again?
9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
So we want you to come there. In the fall, we'll relaunch our Surviving the Recession series, again, free to the public. It'll be at Howard Community College this time. It's a couple hours out of your Saturday. You can bring your children. The other thing is, where else we're having a gap is financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important for families to kind of take this up together. you know, from your youngest child all the way up to, you know, grandma, grandpa, whomever. I mean, it has to be an intergenerational movement effort. And I think that really starts to get us there, because once we take stock of what our resources are, and we're sort of more realistic about our ability to purchase a home, buy a home, you know, come together as a family and you know, make sacrifices where we need to ensure that we've got high quality housing, and that we're stable. So,
Well, Stacy Spann, thank you for joining us today. Lots of good information. What is the phone number for your department?
Sure.
If you want to call?
410-313-6320. And, you know, the last thing I'd say is that we serve the entire public. And, you know, we look forward to taking part in discussion with folks and trying to solve problems with the citizens of Howard County.
So don't hesitate to call. Doesn't matter what walk of life you belong to, what station you're in, your department is there to provide support.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.